right, it's 11 o'clock on Friday night. Time to smash it back. My name's Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk and telling you about it as long as I'm not in the middle of a huge coughing fit. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We're going to kick it off tonight with something from the Innocent Vickers, a song called Antimatter. You can call me in studio 303-442-4242 or go to kgnu.org and send an email.
Killings. No.
It's coming up on 11:15 here. KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Wrapped up that first set. Smash It Back with the Polish band Sikiera and their song Attack off of 7-inch. Came out in 1980 called Attack. I don't really speak Polish, so I'm not sure what attack means, but I think it might mean like attack. It's spelled A-T-A-K here. No label on that release. And pretty heavy. Before that, we heard from Cro-Mags, of course. That was off their first release, The Age of Quarrel. Came out in 1986. Profile Records. That was Due Unto Others from the Cro-Mags. And before that, we heard from a cool compilation called Apathy Never, an international hardcore compilation that came out in 1986 on Over the Top Records out of Connecticut. That was a band called Gash, G period A period S period H period, who I believe are from Australia. Three girls and a guy, and that was a track called Wasted Lives, a song about, that's kind of a warning for women not to waste their lives by being mothers and wives. And before that, we heard from The Adolescents off their first release, the Blue Album. The Adolescents self-titled album came out in 1981. That was Rip It Up. Actually, a song about how you don't have to rip it up. And you're kind of a jerk if you rip it up at every show. Fighting and stuff. But, pretty awesome track. Before that, we heard a song going out to my co-worker and colleague, Todd. It's called Todd Killings from Angry Samoans off of their Back from Samoa album. Todd never listens to this show. He says it's too late and too loud, but I think maybe he's out doing some killings. That's why I played that song for Todd. Todd Killings from Angry Samoans. And before that, we heard from Bad Religion, the self-titled album from their 7-inch Bad Religion, which came out in 1981. I think it was the first release on Epitaph Records. And they went for a long time. I'm not sure if they're done yet, but I think their last album came out in like 2013, maybe 15 albums or something. But this was Bad Religion from Bad Religion by Bad Religion, just like Black Sabbath, if you know what I mean. Started off with The Innocent Vickers. Man, I even practiced saying that word. It's Vicar, The Innocent Vickers. And a track called Antimatter from their first release. Came out in 1980, Antimatter / She's Here. And the main guy in The Innocent Vickers was Richard Norris, and he was 15 years old at the time. You might have noticed a little synthesizer in there. Well, he was later hooking up with Genesis P. Orridge with Robin Grissel when they were doing the Psychic TV stuff and produced the album Jack the Tab from 1987, if you're familiar with that. Pretty awesome stuff. Hey, we're going to move on now with the song going out, inspired by this confused Buzz Aldrin I saw on the State of the Union. I think he knows Neil Armstrong. This is Angst. Smash It Back.
Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. He's the first man to walk on the moon. I think that's one small step for you. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. He's the head of a large corporation. But I knew him when he was the hero of the nation. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. John Glenn. John Glenn.
John Glenn. John Glenn. He's a senator from Ohio, but I knew him way back when. Oh,
John Glenn. Neil Armstrong.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Cockroach Hotel. I had more fun I could ever tell. Till I ran out of things that I could sell. When you've been through fun, I've only been through hell. Said I can't sing, I can't play lick. I'm just a rock and roll derelict. I got no money, I got no friends. One way trip on a negative trend. You know I can't sing, I can't play lick. I'm just a rock and roll derelict, yeah.
Body five revolution. pride, bedraggled masses of tortured and twisted humanity. You, who sow the rocking seas of gloom and despair amongst your own ranks. Pathetic snivelling little turds, assuming the identity of the down and out. Despondent sheep-like cretins, hopeless clowns in a circus which has long since died. Arise, you souls, and rejoice. Speak now, or forever hold your peace. Slip out of your house and now the bell was not singing. Yeah, with a please be silver. Oh, how can I this? See, that's the most ordinary thing. That's it. I'm the big one who's made it. The hanger in is stick up.
All right, 11:35 here, KGNU. That was Amoebics right there. Anarcho-punk kind of metal band out of England. From their original run, which was like late 70s to late 80s. This album was Arise. It was the track Arise from their album Arise, which came out in 1985. I like to play that song Winter from Arise on nights like this. Winter! But tonight I figured I'd mix it up a little bit. Before that, we heard from a band called Suburban Menace. Get Out of My Way is the name of that track from cool cassette-only release compilation called Annoy Your Neighbors with this tape. Came out on Chainsaw Records back in 1982. And for Suburban Menace, we heard from Blitz, boy band, of course, out of Derbyshire, England. That was their first release, All Out Attack, and that was a track called 45 Revolutions. Came out in 1981 on No Future Records. And before Blitz, we heard from G.G. Allen. That's going out to my friend Sim. He was watching some documentary about G.G. Allen a few weeks ago. Texted me up long distance saying, "What's up with G.G. Allen?" And we talked about that for a little while. There's a lot of crazy stuff up with G.G. Allen. His dad named him Jesus when he was born. I think that was his legal name, but the judge made him change it for some reason. Pretty harsh dude. And so that was from his first release, which was called Always Was, Is, and Always Shall Be. He's got like a mullet on the cover, but looks fairly normal. And it's stuff that was recorded in the 70s and released in 1980, before he just totally went straight downhill, like basically to hell. And man, that's a disturbing biography if you want to check that out. So that was I Need Adventure from G.G. Allen. I guess he found a lot of adventure. Before that, we heard from Claude Coma and the IVs. Awesome song, Rock and Roll Derelict from the album Art from Sin. Came out in 1982, the only record of Claude Coma with the IVs. I guess he did a 7-inch in 84 and another 12-inch in 85, and that was about it. Awesome stuff. We started off with Angst and a track called Neil Armstrong from their album Angst. I played that because I didn't get to see the State of the Union address, but I saw a couple clips, and one of them was Buzz Aldrin, like, looking all... I don't know what his deal was, but he looked totally out of it. He was just kind of standing there saluting the president, I guess. I figured he knew Neil Armstrong somehow. Anyway, Here's more music. Smash It Back. Except yourself.
Wait! dream. This is for America. Treason, this is for the speed. All the money coming in the mouths of the men. This is for the president. This is for the bomb. This is for the reasons of all who belong. Coma, America.
This is by the leaders of the youth. These are all seeds you all pollute. The leaders of the mind and all the years. Coma, America. Coma, America. Coma, America. Coma, America.
All right, there's Coma America from the band Amen, Casey Chaos's band out of L.A. It came out in 1999, is that right? On Roadrunner Records. And the name of that album is Coma America. Before that, we heard from Black Puss. That's the drummer from Lightning Bolt, Brian Chippendale. Been called the weirdest band in the world, and definitely some crazy ass drumming in there, I'll tell you what. That was a track called Marauder from All My Relations, name of that album. And apparently there's some really cool videos put out by this guy and Black Puss. Specifically, the Hear No Evil video is supposed to be very mind-blowing, like tripped out, so I'm gonna check it out. I just read about that today. Hear No Evil from Black Puss. Check out that video if you want. Before that, we heard from a band out of New York State called Trauma School Dropouts. That was a track called Typical Drugs from their album Beach Party Drag Strip. And before that, we heard from the Cro-Mags. Again. That was, well, that's not true. Before that, we heard from a compilation called Apathy Never. That was a band called Half-Life and a song called Grind. Before that, we heard from the Cro-Mags again. That was going out to my friend Isaac. Isaac, send me some more songs, and better yet, come out here and do yourself a show. Be good to hear your Smash It Back. All right, this is Smash It Back, wrapping it up. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Stephen Whitehead. Smash Back comes to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight playing classic punk and other junk. I go out here with the song inspired by Brexit. It's like some of the most boring but important news to hear about. And this is a track called English Wipeout. It's from 999. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights at midnight.
Scotland, Edinburgh and Glasgow.
GNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
You show disbelief.